An HDNL team is ranked number one in its division in the North Coast section as the race for this year's Big Five and Little Four championships begins to heat up in baseball and softball. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest high school and college baseball and softball, some track and field news, and how one local school recently ended a long wait for a league championship. But first up, the Ferndale Wildcats will be hoping to end a long championship drought themselves in baseball as the HDNL teams get set for the final 2 weeks of the regular season. The Cats are tied atop the Little Four standings with St. Bernard's halfway through the conference schedule, and the two schools will face off in what will likely be a conference-deciding doubleheader at Ferndale in 2 weeks. St. Bernard's has dominated the Little Four for much of the past 2 decades, winning 15 of the past 16 conference championships, including a run of 10 straight between 2006 and 2015. South Fork is the only other school to have won a Little Four championship in baseball since 2005, having claimed the title in 2016. But the Wildcats, who have lost just once all season, could be about to change that as they head into the business end of the season. Their one loss this year came in the opening game of a doubleheader at St. Bernard's earlier this month, but they quickly responded to take game 2 to leave both schools deadlocked atop the Little Four standings. That victory over St. Bernard's ended a 43-game winning streak in conference for the Crusaders. And the Wildcats have been impressing people beyond the Redwood Curtain. The Ferndale boys are also the highest-ranked local team within their division in the North Coast section and are the number one-ranked team in Division 6 and in line for a possible top seed for the section playoffs. Five other local teams are also ranked in the top four in their divisions. In baseball, the South Fork boys are ranked number 3 in Division 6 this week, just 2 spots behind the Wildcats, while the McKinleyville Panthers are ranked number 3 in Division 4. In softball, the Del Norte girls are ranked number 3 in Division 4, while both the South Fork and Fortuna girls teams are ranked number 4 in Divisions 6 and 4, respectively. That means all of those teams could be in line for home games when the playoff brackets are announced on the weekend of May the 12th. In high school baseball and softball this week, the McKinleyville boys continued their run toward a league title in the Big Five with a 6-2 win at Del Norte on Wednesday, with McKinleyville senior Evan Frazier getting his 4th win in 4 starts on the mound, barely getting the better of Del Norte ace Preston Daniels in a showdown between 2 of the best high school pitchers on the North Coast this spring. With the win, the Panthers improved to 6-1 in the Big Five, and they are now 2 wins clear of 2nd place Eureka, which has a bye in conference play this week. The Panthers will try to keep their impressive run going when they host Del Norte in a doubleheader at McKinleyville High School on Saturday. Also this week, the Arcata boys got their first Big Five win with a 9-4 victory over Fortuna on Wednesday, as they improved to 1-3 in conference. Both of those teams will also play a doubleheader at Fortuna on Saturday. The Huskies are now 2-5 in the Big Five. In Big Five softball this week, the Fortuna girls kept their championship hopes alive with a 6-3 win at Arcata on Wednesday, and they will be hoping to sweep a 3-game series against the Tigers when the two schools face off in a doubleheader at Fortuna on Saturday. It was also a busy week for the local college baseball and softball teams. The Cal Poly Humboldt softball team stretched its winning streak to 5 straight games with a 4-game series sweep at home against Chico State early this week. On Monday, the Jacks defeated the Wildcats 5-2 and 9-2, and they followed that with a 10-0 win in 5 innings in Game 1 on Tuesday, before wrapping up the series with a 7-3 win later on the same day. With the victories, the Humboldt women improved to 22-19 on the season and 12-12 in the California Collegiate Athletic Association. The Jacks are currently tied for 4th in the conference standings with 2 series remaining in the regular season. The College of the Redwoods softball team was also in action this week and dropped both games of a doubleheader at Mendocino College on Wednesday. The Corsairs fell 10-0 and 5-2 to end a 3-game winning streak, which had included a pair of wins at Lassen last Friday. The Corsairs are now 11-21 overall and 8-8 in the Golden Valley Conference. The CR women have 2 doubleheaders remaining on the schedule, including their home finales against Yuba on Saturday at the Bear River Sports Complex, with Game 1 set for noon. The Mendocino Eagles are now 15-19 overall and 8-6 in the GVC and third in the conference standings. In local college baseball, meanwhile, the CR men dropped a pair of makeup games against Butte on Sunday and Monday, falling 8-2 and 11-5. The Corsairs, who have lost six straight games, are now 9-17 overall and 2-17 in the GVC. In college track and field, College of the Redwoods sophomore Alyssa McCovey made some school history recently when she became the first Corsairs athlete to compete at the NorCal State Heptathlon Championships in a quarter of a century. And a strong finish for the former Del Norte Warrior lifted her to an 11th place finish, which is the third best finish in the event in school history. McCovey set PRs in four of her seven events. In high school track and field, six HDNL athletes are currently ranked in the top 10 in the North Coast section in their top track and field events, including St. Bernard's junior Layla Florvillis, who has the best mark in the section in the girls' 100-meter hurdles with a time of 15.63 seconds. And finally this week, the Academy of the Redwoods won its first ever Coast League Championship in basketball last weekend, defeating Zoe Barnum 30-23 to claim the historic breakthrough championship. The Coast League features local high school students attending small alternative schools that are not a part of the larger Humboldt Del Norte League. Seven different schools from around the county competed this season. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.